Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Cow Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all. Some of you via invitation where applicable. My two church mice, Peter and Paul. Ubiquitous audience, one and all. We are here daily now on January 2nd. On Happy New Year to one and all. We're now into our sixth year, consecutive shows daily times three shows, and my YouTube offering, that would be Grandpa Bill at Bill Holtz 8792. Please do give us a thumbs up, like us, subscribe, share us where you're comfortable in doing so. And we're blessed that our audio shows are heard on all major platforms where you would hear most of the podcast show. And we continue to grow exponentially with your help in doing so. Today we'll be here for about 35-40 minutes. This will be an extension of our holistic healing hour. Food for the mind, the body, and the soul. We talk about all-encompassing subjects. Literal food and water for sustenance of the human body, but again, ethereally encompassing meditation, Reiki, Tai Chi, yoga, physical movement, exercise, energy healing, holistic healing, many modalities that apothecary, holistic apothecary medicine, the big jigsaw puzzle that it is, many faceted pieces working together through synchrony and in synergy and through intuitiveness. Today we're going to highlight and continue talking about introduction to many elements of Qigong, my own on a very introductory basis, as I'm now actively involved in one of my many facets of my bucket list of these self-enrichment programs, in the process of studying for my Reiki 3 accreditation. So having encompassed a lot of studies along the way, for over 50 years of doing meditation in one form or another, both in business and in life. Today we want to highlight Beyond the Five Senses, a journey into the depths of Qigong and Taoist Masters. We'll do that after this 10-second break. We'll be here for about 35 to 40 minutes. Thanks for joining us. Happy New Year. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. Let's dive right into what I've got for you so far on January 2nd, 2024. I'm watching this series videos in my own encompassing of embarking on Reiki 3 training. I've been talking a lot about different principles beyond the five senses, literally the infamous work so designated, A Journey into the Depths of Qigong with Taoist Masters, where for me it unveils the unseen. It is the unveiling of the unseen when masters of Qigong transcend the five senses. And within this particular series of videos and oral dissertation that I'm watching and extrapolating my own interpretation of from Whispers of the Universe, A Taoist Path to Beyond Sensory Perception with Qigong, breaking the sensory shackles, Qigong's gateway to inner realms and martial prowess. This is kind of like training and observation at both levels, as the warrior's martial arts element of it, but also going beyond the way we've been taught and brainwashed and learned perceptions of our five senses. What this school of thought is trying to go beyond is breaking beyond your ceiling of the five senses of perception: sight, taste, touch, feel, and hearing. So it's sensory refinement, moving beyond the limitations of sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell to develop a heightened sensibility and sensitivity to subtle energies, vibrations, and the flow of chi. Inner alchemy, we're going to get into that a lot in these episodes daily coming up with people with expertise, meditation guides. Got some exciting news coming up a little bit later in the year. I'm not going to take the cover off of that yet, but we'll keep you paved along the way. That'll be very exciting. But cultivating internal energy, chi through precise movements, breath work, and meditation, unlocking hidden potential and refining perception beyond the physical, which we do with the great guidance of Seth Leif Brzezinski each and every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at freedomsnap.org. Join us, those of you that are and have. That's a guided, and it is a magical mystery tour. Moving around a little bit. And so many things have emanated from that here in Maine. We'll talk much more about that. And I got a great notification from both Laura Eisenhower via her newsletter, which I subscribe to, through the Gaia community. And of course, Seth Leif Brzezinski, and many fronts that he and I go back with emails and correspondence and social media and business and in life. They're going to do another collaborative effort coming up in a series of this year. Very exciting. I'll be in the listening audience for sure on both facets and all facets of that. And this all ties in to what we talk about. I'm strictly in the audience as my therapy, the listening or commenting old man from the Muppets, one of the two that my dad used to be so fond of, the Muppets, the two old men up in the balcony. It's just me now as the old man. Old Man in the Sea, me and Ernest Hemingway. He never wrote a book sober. Lots of my own trials and tribulations and life long ago and far away. When perhaps, we'll see. Perhaps I'll write my first book this year. Who knows? Subjects for another time. But going deeper than the five senses is what we're going to be doing here. And actually discovering the sixth sense. Awakening the dormant third eye. Definitely using my quotation fingers here in the studio. Off camera, not recording this video at this juncture. To perceive the subtle realms of energy and spirit, gaining insights into the unseen world. Universal resonance, harmonizing with the cosmic pulse, feeling the interconnectedness of all beings, and tapping into the vast wellspring of universal energy. And from the astrological side of life, Laura for sure, Laura Eisenhower, and Seth in tandem, with the spiritual and guidance side. Seth's book, Laura's about to be book in March. We have talked about Seth's book. We will be talking about Laura's book. Somewhere along the way is in 2024. We'll get it right down to this organic show, this little old Maine organic show. And Seth will be on my show here in Maine when the time's appropriate. Timeless awareness, transcending the limitations of linear time, assessing moments of heightened awareness and glimpses of the past, the present, and the future possibilities. And with the Gaia archivally that I've talked about, revisiting for the second time for myself, not too long ago, several weeks ago now, 13 video series with Joe Dispenza, specifically about this subject, the brain, and getting to our sweet spot, checking ego at the door, the vortex, that blah, 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 monkey mind that we're all stuck in, 95% of us, worldwide populace, Main Street, Portland, Maine, Main Street, USA, Main Street around the world. We want to get you all to the other side of the 5%, checking our egos at the door and finding the sweet spot in the middle of nothingness. We're all apes. That's what changes the intuitive mindset. And with these great guides, especially when they work collaboratively amongst the team of the many, many expansions of our membership, we're blessed. We're blessed with many, many blessed individuals that bring a real lot to the interconnectedness and the mindfulness premise of helping us get beyond the five senses that to some very large degree, no matter how young or old we are, the longer we've hung around, we've been preconditioned, taught to think and live a certain way. This is the enhancement of Big Pharma, the pink noise. Don't attempt to adjust your set. We have taken over. Sitcom in the 60s. So, we're going to be respecting conception and perception, acknowledging diversity, recognizing that individual paths and perceptions do vary, honoring different lineages and interpretations of Qigong and Taoism and Daoism in particular. But again, Workouts for Geriatrics, one of my other shows, Silver Streakers, aka Silver Streakers, all things good for kids from 1 to 92, physical workouts, resistance bands, free weights, nutrition, all things senior health in particular. But again, health, wealth, food for the mind, the body, and the soul between my shows, plural. Humility and openness, approach the journey with a beginner's mind, which I am, for sure. In this category, not in meditation, but Qigong astrology. Hopefully Tim Doyle, tomorrow, back from China. Stay tuned for that. I've done a couple prelude shows. Tim is very adept in this, and we actually had a conversation of recent note about Mercury being in retrograde, soon to end, now in the new year. He'll have a very key part in all of this as a frequent flyer guest, if you will, on Grandpa Bill's Holistic Healing Hour this year as well. So balance and integration, grounding our explorations together in practical grounding, literally and figuratively. Get those socks off, put your feet in the ground, kidding around a little bit. All connotations of grounding to maintain a healthy connection to the physical world and the five senses and beyond. Best heart, brain, and coherence. Let's take a deep, calming breath, 10-second break. We'll come back, probably go another 20 minutes to complete the episode for today. Thanks for joining me, and we'll be right back. Okay, welcome back, and thanks for doing so. Let's continue. So 2024, the new year is upon us. So talking about compassion and service through all of these shows, channeling our heightened awareness together into acts of kindness and service to others, creating a ripple effect of positive change in this world. Harmony and connection, fostering interconnectedness, and understanding, promoting peace and cooperation amongst individuals and communities, living with purpose, aligning our actions, your actions, my actions, our actions together and our deepest values and aspirations, guiding our lives with intention and authenticity. So again, Qigong, Beyond the Senses, Taoist Secrets, Unleashing Your Inner Master, Martial Arts Mastery, Heart-Brain Coherence, The Path of the Invisible Warrior, The Guide to Qigong's Deepest Secrets, Sense the Unseen, Unlocking the Potential of Human Perception Through Qigong, From Five Senses to Infinite Awareness, A Taoist Master's Journey into the Beyond, Beyond the Veil, Qigong's Gateway to Transcendence and Transformation. So, starting to segue out a bit for about another 10 or so minutes. In the VA Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour show here today, of course, with me, Grandpa Bill. We've been diving in our continuation from last year as it ended into the depths of holistic well-being. Today, focusing on the holy trinity of our being, the mind, the body, and the soul. How do we nourish each aspect, creating a symphony of harmony within? We talked a lot about the cacophony of the symphony in another element of my show and shows and themes near towards the tail end of last year as it ended. Harmony. So at some point, each and every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at freedomsnap.org, Seth Leif Brzezinski enters. He's not here with me in the studio. He's always here with me. But enter Seth Leif Brzezinski in the figurative sense of the word. He'll be here with me as the year folds out. And we're always thrilled to have him join us weekly for sure as our guided tour. Guide of meditation, mediator and meditator. Our voice every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The amazing Seth Leif Brzezinski, who guides us every week at freedomsnap.org in these incredible coherence meetings that I attend every week as an audience member, that truly elevates your conscience and your consciousness. That's conscience and consciousness. So he tells us in all of his work, oral, written, and otherwise, videos, collaboratively, Laura, he and Laura Eisenhower are embarking on working together throughout the year to a larger degree than they already have in the past, and that's exciting. So he does tell us how to incorporate these practices into our daily lives beyond just that 1 hour usually-ish there at the weekly coherence meetings on Tuesday evenings. I'm sure he does it live and in person here in Maine. I haven't attended one as of yet. There's many of them. I'll be there, and I'm always there in spirit. So when Seth comes here, we'll talk about that. He and I, microcosm down one-on-one, but we're always talking as elements of the group. And he always talks to us. Coherence isn't a one-hour event, it's a lifestyle. Think of it as a delicious meal. We've been talking a lot about recipes, and so I'm going to be revisiting Grandpa Bill cooking in the kitchen with Grandpa Bill throughout the year as well, too. Stay tuned for that. But you can expect one amazing dinner. You can't expect one amazing dinner to sustain you forever, right? In the physical sustenance, food for the body. If you were chuckling a little tiny bit here, interjecting my sense of humor. But Seth, similarly, of course, has all this coherence, life, practice, to an amazing life, but just like all of ours. His, yours, mine, and ours always needs daily upkeep, attunement, tuning in, staying consistent. So here's how we all can infuse them into our routines, into our mind. Start your day with intention. Set a powerful affirmation. Meditate, if it's just for 5 minutes. We talk a lot about this at the said meetings. I've been talking about it in one way, shape, form, or manner for 5.5 years and running at these shows, and for a lot longer than that in life. Jacob Monley, in business, long ago and far away. Fuel your brain with knowledge. Learn, and please, hopefully, perceive these shows as such. It's a harbinger of good information, and most assuredly, my capacity is the porcelain junction box, which I am. Grandpa Bill, 3 daily shows, a buffet of expert insights from in-studio guests, inspiring guests, guests on the horizon, repeat guests. Tim Doyle, fingers crossed, inside joke with Tim tomorrow. He'll be on my show for the 3rd time, the 1st time this year, and he'll be the very first guest in studio this year. Can't wait, all the way from China. We'll talk about practical tips across all aspects of holistic healing. Tune in, learn, and expand your mental horizons. Challenge yourself intellectually. Respectfully so. That's what I try to do. That's my bucket list now. I'm engrossed in all these self-enrichment programs for a reason. I'm trying to read engaging books. I am. I'm taking a couple of courses online. I am. I'm self-teaching myself Mandarin. I am. Sam, I am. I'm goofing around a little bit. And again, the daily things, crossword puzzles, what have you, don't just debate those. Those are great. They are great. And to a very minuscule degree, they do kind of warm up the mental synapses. I do them every day as well. But it's so beyond those types of things. But those are great. Those are great exercises. The more exercises and modalities, food for the mind, the body, and the soul, which we've talked about for 50 plus years. But the body, move your body. We talk a lot about that at Workouts for Geriatrics. And yes, the videos are coming. I know. I'm slapping myself on the wrist. Move your body. Any activity counts, a brisk walk, a yoga session, even dancing in your kitchen. I do a lot of that on and off camera. You guys will see me hop around. You're going to see me hop around again real soon. Keeps those endorphins flowing. Get your motor running. Step and walk. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure out there, but definitely. All right. We won't get started on a roadblock. Goofing around. But nourish everything with mindful eating. Choose whole, fresh foods that resonate with your body. Plant-based, wild-crafted. We talked about that forever. Earth and clays when I was in business. Sea vegetation. Animals, human supplementation, all of that long ago, far away in life. Jacob Monley, now fully retired. But I still talk about all of those subjects and a lot of those representations that I was blessed to have in those capacities in life. And continue to do so now. Listen to your hunger and satiety cues and cook with love and gratitude. We do the Tourmaline Spring Water Prayer. Where I do all the time, and I've talked about it here, done it on air. I do it before our meetings, during our meetings. I actually infuse my thoughts into the water and my food during my meditation, my water fast and food fast that I do weekly, several times, in my case, for several years. Embrace nature, take a barefoot walk in the park, soak up the sunshine, vitamin C, vitamin D, or simply listen to the bird song. Reconnect with the earth and nourish your physical being with its energy. Practice gratitude. Start a gratitude journal. I have one. Express appreciation to loved ones. I try to do that each and every day. Or simply take a moment to acknowledge the beauty around you. Engage in creative expression, whatever your form is. Painting, writing, dancing, singing. Let your soul speak through your artistic channels. You don't have to be a virtuoso. If you're blessed that you are, through lots of hard practice, accentuate whatever that is and be proud of it. Wear it proudly. OK? connect with something bigger, spend time in nature, meditate, visit spiritual places, or simply sit in a quiet reflection. Find your source of meaning and connection. That's what we talk about. That's what we've always talked about. That's what we'll continue to talk about. Mind, body, soul symphony, nourishing our trinity, coherence, lifestyle. Seth Leif Brzezinski, helping us to do so each and every Tuesday, freedomsnap.org. Join us 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. BA Sales, Chemical Holistic Healing Hour. Please do listen in. Interchange. Leave us voicemail messages at the message board at my shows. Answer the daily polls. Be involved. What guests have you liked? Who inspired you to start listening into the shows? Why? What did we talk about? What did you want us to talk about? What do you want us to talk about? Upcoming guests, interactive polls, sharings. I have some things that I'm looking to interconnect as the little engine that could, the tortoise and the hare. All my parts in life. Porcelain junction box, small organic show, interconnected into the larger, huge quilt that we are, and the large, multifaceted, multi-piece jigsaw puzzle, as I said before, that apothecary medicine, holistic healing is, all of us working in synchronicity, but all of those individual modalities, parts, products, meditations, thoughts, prayers, deepness beyond, working in synergy together. What a feast for the senses. So we'll continue to remind all of us, myself, learning daily at 69 and counting real close to 70 as March becomes, the Pisces and empath that I am. Holistic well-being is a daily practice, not a one-time event. Your wisdom and guidance in joining in and becoming part of this team is so key. We do it together, communally, arm in arm. It's truly invaluable. Your goodwill ambassadorship is to whatever degree you want to participate at any of the levels of my other shows. Main mentor moments in business and in life, mostly in life. Workouts for geriatrics, the holistic healing hour, within studio guests, many with expertise within all of these subjects that we talk about. Don't forget to join us each and every day, and we're going to be having in-studio weekly guests, maybe as many as two this year, cutting back a tad from 3, 4, 5 last year by design. Achieving some really good levels. I was blessed with great accolades from you all as listeners at Spotify and the Buzzsprout recap for the year end. Thank you for that. I got some great accolades in my capacity as host. Most of those are depicted at the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour on Apple. Thank you for those. When I was a member of the Podmatch Arena, love all of those folks, Alex, Alicia, everybody. I was blessed to be there. Got, oh, I don't know, 17 or so accolades as a host there. It's really nothing to do with me. It's everything to do with you and the engaging guests with expertise that we have had, will have, repeat guests, these subject matters coming up, moving forward. So we're laying the groundwork for hopefully a dynamic and engaging future segments, plural. Remember to join us here daily, continue to pay it forward, looking for a little bit more listenership, always increasing that subscription. Once again, Grandpa Bill, Grunts and Groans, Bill Holt, at Bill Holt, 8792, thumbs up, subscribe, like us, share us, join us each and every day. Everybody at this juncture knows somebody in pain, agony, suffering, up against it, never-changing world, this precipice, that time and where the world is changing. We like to think it will and does change for the better for our legacies. Everything's involved now. All wild animals being driven from their natural environments, domestic pets, people, plants in this planet. Once again, hopefully this is perceived as a harbinger of good information, putting you in touch with the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, lawyers, doctors, authors, manufacturers, owners of companies, meditators, mediators, covering all the broad broad and diverse subjects that we talk about here. Continue paying it forward. We are growing together. We're members of many large intuitive groups. You'll be hearing about many more of those as I segmentize those here each and every day, daily at the shows. Bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.